Easter and through the 50 days of Eastertide all the way to Pentecost, every single year. For some of us, you do the math of how many times you've said it, and I just don't want to think about it. But it raises the question, why do we keep talking about something that happened about 1970-some years ago, like it's news? Why do we talk about it saying, is Christ is risen, rather than was? And since I'm asking questions today, why do we talk about Jesus' resurrection like it makes any difference at all to us here and now, rather than at the end of our lives, which hopefully is a long time away? If you look at the world that we live in, it's hard to believe we're living in a post-resurrection Easter world. We still have wars and famines, natural disasters, disease. People still die, become disabled, lose jobs, get divorced, become estranged from their kids, from their friends, lose loved ones to death. Bad stuff still happens. Not many of us manage wholeness, much less holiness. Frankly, this doesn't look at all like what I would expect resurrection life, Easter life, to look like. And it doesn't look a lot like what the three women, or Peter, James, John, or the other disciples thought it would look like either. Depending on which gospel we're reading, they changed by year. Whose account of the story? There were all kinds of things that nobody expected. Today, it's scary angels rolling away the stone from the tomb. Some years, it's a guy who doesn't look like a gardener, but who is, sort of. Or two young men dressed in white inside the tomb. The accounts all differ in the details, but one thing is constant. What they found was the last thing they expected. Jesus' friends expected a dead body. A dead movement. What they found? New life, right now. Everything that had happened, the ugliness of the mob, the shouts of crucify him, the injustice, the betrayal, the denial, it had still happened. God hadn't made it didn't happen. God doesn't seem to work like that. God seems to work with things the way they actually are now. God raised Jesus from the dead, yes. But with the nail holes and the spear wounds still intact. And from the description of the little band of Jesus' friends, it seems like God doesn't remove the fear either. Only its singularity. God gives hope and courage, the assurance that he's always with us, nearer than our breath, closer than our skin, so that that little band of followers could, with fear and joy, go and proclaim that strange thing that happened, that's still happening. Every year we proclaim Christ is risen. Every year we remind ourselves and each other that death doesn't have the last word, that no one is to be outcast, that no one is unloved. We live in Christian hope, confident of what Jesus said, that we shall ultimately be like him and with him. We don't know what that's going to look like, and what we think is probably wrong. We don't get to control that. But God is always faithful. In the meantime, Christ is risen, and we have the ultimate privilege of continuing. continuing the work on what God's already begun. Looking for the last thing we might expect, new life in all the unexpected places. Calling attention to how God's actually doing mysterious and wonderful things in the world. Bringing new life from what was dead. Bringing life from those without hope. And doing it here and now.